This is Bob Burdell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Winnebago County Executive John Damel wants to spend $1 million to house sexually violent offenders that have been released from prison but are still considered likely to commit another crime. Counties are required by the state to find them a place to live. Damel says the facility would be located on County Road Y near the county sheriff's office and has six studio-sized apartments. The county would be reimbursed $2,000 to $3,000 per month for each resident. The Oshkosh Corporation will open its doors for investors tomorrow. Shareholders will get a chance to see the company's plans for growth, technology, and sustainability. The Investors' Day begins at 10 o'clock in the morning. The exclusive company in downtown Oshkosh expected to close their doors soon. The record store chain's Appleton location will close its doors for good on Saturday. The exclusive company was the nation's oldest independent record store chain. Page 2, the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce is accepting applications for its Leadership Oshkosh program through June the 1st. Leadership Oshkosh participants find out what makes the city work, what makes Oshkosh a special place, and some of its future challenges. Find out more by calling the Chamber of Commerce. Saturday is National Drug Take-Back Day. If you have unused prescriptions, you can bring them to the police station downtown and simply put them in the drop box there. More awards for the city of Oshkosh. The city is ranked number 2 in the country now for most livable small cities in the USA. Ophala, Missouri is ranked number 1. Eau Claire, on the other side of the state, is ranked number 5. Congratulations to Kaylee Heideman. She's been named the Wisconsin Teacher of the Year. She's a counselor at Carl Traeger. And Cinco de Mayo is today, but the celebration in Oshkosh's South Park will take place on Friday and Saturday. Festivities begin on Friday from 5 to 11, then again Saturday from noon to 11. There'll be live bands, authentic Mexican food, and a jalapeno eating contest. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again on the Chamber website coming up on Tuesday of next week. Have a great weekend.